Well, Alex, good to meet you, and on a disappointing day for the team, a big day for you. First minutes in a first team match since the 1st of April.
Yeah, it's been a long road to come back from the severity of injury I had, but very proud to get on the field today for not just a token 2-minute cameo at the end, sort of time waster sub, but to get a substantial amount of the game. Granted, the score wasn't at all in our favour, but you've got nothing to lose, so it was you could play with maybe a little bit more freedom than if you were sitting on a 1-0 advantage.
And you can't believe that Welling have played like that all season, because they wouldn't be 22nd if they had. It was one of the days when, you know, Abraham's had a day out, so to speak.
You've got to give Welling credit for how they performed today and how they took the moments of importance so professionally. But I do think there's an element that we allowed certain things to happen at the same time that we haven't been doing for all season, I think. So huge credit, and it's not just taking anything away from their achievement today, but there are some home truths that we've had in the changing room about keeping standards high, and we've got to hit our next game with all that in mind.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you at Torquay in the trophy last week, and again, that was a team looking for a bit of payback after what had happened in the league, and Welling today, they were treating it like it was their cup final as well.
They also played some nice stuff. Once they got their advantage, they felt like they're playing with an extra man. And once you give a team confidence at any level, they can do that. That can happen to you. I think the results haven't been great, obviously, in the last three games for us. But in the grand scheme of the season, that's what. If you take our winning run, that's 31 points out of 36. Yes, it's a couple, by our standards, poor results. But in the grand scheme of that, I think that with the context of those points, we've had a very good spell, and it's something that we just know we need to get back on track for.
Yeah, and you're still top, obviously. And were you sitting comfortably in the dugout when Jordan knocked in the first one?
I was right at the far end. I was stretching at the time, just because it was a bit nippy here today, so making sure I was warm. But he took his goal, I thought, superbly well, and credit to Welling that they didn't go into their shell, and yes, I think there might have been the odd error that led towards their equaliser, but I think Jordan took his goal very well, and we probably should have pushed more for a second than getting pegged back.
So you put the league to bed for a bit now until you go to Bath, which will be another big game in 10 days time, but you've got the excitement of the Wrexham Cup match. Is that kind of a good game to have off the back of this?
That's a good question, because I'll answer that maybe after the fixture, because I don't quite know. It's for us, it's a free hit in terms of we were the underdogs in that fixture. I think had we maybe had a better result today, we might have gone in with maybe slightly more confidence, but it's a great place to go play football. It's a game on the telly, it's a banana skin for them, and we've got absolutely everything to play for. And just because we've had an average result in today doesn't detract from the fact we've got some really quality players in our changing room that can deliver at the big occasions, and I'm pretty sure next Sunday will be one of those.
Yeah, and just lastly, from a personal point of view, how close do you think you are to getting to being ready to do 90 minutes if requested?
I mean, it's hard to say in terms of, you know, if you think about everyone's gone through a pre-season, they get 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, 45, 90, and you build up, but I've been, given the nature of the operation I had, I've been very mobile for pretty much my entire recovery. And even with my X-fixed frame on my leg, I was able to do quite a lot of fitness. I'd say I'm pretty much where I'd like to be for the stage I'm at, and I could only answer how well I'd get through 90 perhaps after I've tried to complete it. But I certainly felt sharp today, and I have no hang-ups over my fitness at the moment.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Good to meet you. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. See you at Dartford. Actually, I'm doing Bath and Dartford.
Bath and Dartford.
Yeah.